Well, that seems to be the speculation. Of course, at this time, we haven't got the formal list of who the Taoiseach an Tánaiste will propose to Cabinet to appoint. But that certainly seems to be the indication. And the you would have read, John, the recent newspaper around the issue of the senior Cabinet positions, where there was just three females appointed to Cabinet, one of which, then the second one is the Chief Whip. So that would bring to four, and then plus the other junior minister from Fine Gael sitting in Cabinet. So that doesn't seem to have gone down well with many people, many of these political commentators. Although I think at this stage, probably if it goes as is, I'd say 50% of the female representation in the Fine Gael TDs will be made up of women, where less than 30% of the men will be represented in terms of ministerial office. That's my calculation, roughly, which isn't a bad statistics if there's an issue around gender. But that seems to be a situation that's emerging. Obviously, the government were criticised heavily on the basis of the appointments of senior ministers, and that has fed down into the ranks of the junior ministers, which I think is unfortunate because it's important, this area's point of view, considering we have the counties of Donegal, Sligo, Leitrim represented in this constituency, and then Roscommon is very close to us as well here, and there is no Oireachtas representative from Fine Gael. So I think it would be important, in my view, to have experienced representation at government level that would be provided by Frank if he was to be appointed. And obviously the argument went towards the gender appointment, it seems, at this stage, from speculation at least.
If it does come to pass, it'll come as a major blow to Deputy Feighan, who served as a Minister of State in the past at the Department of Health 2 years during the COVID-19 pandemic. He is somebody who has been tremendously loyal to the party, going back to the issues on the hospital in Roscommon. And indeed, he's one of the most experienced serving TDs currently in the Fine Gael party.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take away from the fact that he is elected. He got a very strong vote in both Sligo and Leitrim. He topped the poll and he was first home elected. So he obviously has a very strong endorsement from the people of Sligo, Leitrim, and that's been that is respected across Leinster House. And Frank has delivered a serious amount of money right across both counties, including also South Donegal, in terms of funding from various departments. Frank still has a lot of political collateral around Leinster House. He's well respected by both colleagues in his own party and indeed Fianna Fáil and the Independents. So I've no doubt that he will use that influence to deliver further for Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal. That's what he's there to, you know, it's a blow to him personally, but I think it's important to bear out that, you know, he's still going to be a very strong representative.